How young is too young to grab a hold of a gun and go hunt? State Senate is considering a bill that would lift the age requirement for the state's youth hunting program. Currently, the state allows kids as young as 10 to hunt with their parent or guardian at their side. However, some lawmakers want to lift the limit and let parents decide when their child is old enough to hunt with their own gun. Rob Staffschult is with us. He's a Republican state representative from New Richmond. He's prime sponsor of the bill. Representative Staffschult, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me this morning, Kate.
Why does Wisconsin need this bill, need this change?
Well, I think that, first of all, we need to clarify just a couple things. It's not a complete lift of the minimum hunting age just to hunt. I know that's the grab line that's been in the media, but this is only applicable to people that are part of the mentored hunting program, which requires the youth or whoever the mentee is to be within arm's length of the mentor. So this is a real specified situation where, for instance, you could have an 8-year-old out with his grandpa within arm's length and in a controlled situation. So I think that puts a little different perspective on it than some people are saying that you're going to have 4-year-olds that are grabbing a rifle and heading out across the field by themselves, and that's just not true. So to answer your question as to why we need this, I think part of Wisconsin's great hunting heritage is that it's a family sport. It's a family activity, and it's things that we do. So I think if a child is both physically and mentally able and ready to handle a firearm in a controlled situation where they're arm's length from a parent or guardian or a mentor in this case, then I think they should be able to do that, and I think it should be up to the parents to decide when that is.
So because this, you see it as a family affair, was that the inspiration for the legislation? What inspired the legislation?
I saw a lot of families where they had these young kids that really wanted to be able to harvest their first animal, whether that's a deer or a squirrel. I think kind of when we talk about these situations, everybody automatically in their head thinks about deer because that's one of our most popular
prized.
But this bill would allow squirrel hunting or rabbit hunting or, you know, a child that's 8 to, if they can handle a 410 and go out grouse hunting with mom, dad, grandma, grandpa, guardian, whatever. And I saw a lot of these kids that, quite frankly, the law in Wisconsin right now is that they can go out in their backyard with a firearm, not within arm's length of a parent or guardian, and they can shoot these firearms, but the law didn't allow them to actually use that in a hunting situation. So I think it just kind of levels the playing field and brings the decisions on when their children are ready back to the parents.
Now, help us understand this. This bill changes the minimum hunting age for the mentorship program. It eliminates it. And right now, the youngest a person can be is 10 for that program. What about the program that allows kids under 12 in the field?
That is the mentored program.
Is that? Okay.
Yeah. So right now in the state of Wisconsin, if you are 12 years old and have taken the hunter safety program, from 12 to 14, you need to be within visual contact of your parents or whatever. As long as you've had the hunter safety program, and then 14 and up is you can hunt on your own. The mentored program is a very specialized program which says that we're going to take a child with a parent, guardian, grandparent, whatever, that's going to be a mentor.
Mm-hmm.
And so therefore, that currently is down to 10.
How do you maintain safety out there in the field, in the woods, in the stand?
Yeah, it's a great question. And it's very, very simple. You are within an arm's length of the person who is teaching and you, instructing you, giving you insights. I mean, you're basically at arm's length with your mentor. And that's the whole purpose of this program, so kids can have an experience where they get to be mentored by somebody that's teaching them right from wrong, you know, make sure of what's your target and what's beyond, and kind of helps them in the field before we let them go more in an individualized type setting. I think it's important to know, too, that across the United States, There are 42 different states that have mentored type programs like this. Wisconsin is one of those. And there are 34 states out of those 42 that allow children under the age of 10 to be part of a mentored type program. So, you know, we're kind of painting this as some kind of radical idea that's brand new off the block, but really there's over 80% of the states in the United States that have a mentored program allow this already. So we're just trying to get Wisconsin online with those kind of states, and most of our bordering states allow that as well. So we're just trying to level us up with our neighborhood states.
We're talking right now with Representative Rob Staffschult. He is a Republican state representative from New Richmond, and he is prime sponsor of a bill that would make changes to the mentor hunting program in Wisconsin. We would like to add your voice to this conversation at 800-642-1234. When did you start hunting? Is it a family affair for you? Were you on a mentored hunt when you first fired your shot at something? 800-642-1234. What age is the right minimum for hunting in Wisconsin? You can also post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. What is, Representative Staffschult, what is the right way to learn to hunt?
So one of the things that we've talked about is part of this bill is that the current mentored system allows one weapon, whether that be a bow, a gun, what have you, between the mentor and the mentee, and this bill would change that to two. And that's been a topic of discussion. And one of the ways, honestly, that I made this a bipartisan bill is because I got a representative Democrat on board when I talked to him about, he's a longtime teacher, and I think that some people learn in different ways. I know that's just the way it is. Some people can read a book and understand it and comprehend it, and they know it. And some people can hear a lecture from someone or instruction from someone, and they get it that way. But another method of learning is called emulation. And one of the things I think of is when I was a young person and first learning to go out in the field with a firearm, I would look at my uncle or my dad or my grandpa or whoever I was with when they had their firearm in the exact same situation with the exact same, you know, set of circumstances. So handling a gun when it's a little bit snowy or rainy, so they're cold and slippery, you know, you take a little extra care, and you would just follow the adult through an emulation process. And I think that allows a great teaching tool to be added to this, so that, you know, if you come to a fence in the middle of a 40 and you can watch your mentor and how they handle their firearm, where they place their firearm to cross the fence and do it safely, and then you do the exact same thing through emulation to follow what they did, I think that's another tool in our tool chest.
Let's bring in a call now, Dwayne in Hayward. Hi, Dwayne.
Yes, good morning. Well, first off, preference, I shot my first grouse when I was 9. I think it was 68 when the Hunter Safety Program came into Wisconsin, and you know, I hunted before the Hunter Safety Program, and I was taught by my father, who was an avid hunter and outdoorsman, and I was carrying a firearm by myself in a field at age 8 running around. But this is northern Wisconsin, when it was very rural and on a farm. You know, we were born and raised with firearm. I shot my first firearm at age 5 under my father's guidance.
So how do you feel about the bill, Dwayne?
I think it's great. There are many other states that have no age limit requirements, and we see no problems in those states. There are many stories on the internet, if you want to look and check, with children as long as 5 or 6 under the tutelage of their parents are shooting deer and other game. So I think it's a great thing.
Representative Staffschult, is part of this to draw some renewed interest in hunting? Because there's been anecdotes that hunting participation is down.
Yeah, there's, you know, part of it is to get kids, for lack of a better term, hooked into hunting and our outdoors. And if just nothing else, a great appreciation for what a vast amount of natural resources we have here in the state of Wisconsin. I mean, Dwayne comes from up there in Hayward, a couple hours north of where I'm from, which is one of my favorite spots to go because there's just, you know, across Wisconsin, whether you're down south or up north, kids today, if they can shoot a firearm and they can be part of going hunting, you know, if they can harvest their first animal at a younger age and we get them into that rather than sitting in the house watching an Xbox, I think that's a great opportunity.
Dwayne, thanks for the call. The question we're mulling over this hour, how young is too young to begin hunting? A bill that passed the Assembly last week is headed to the Senate today. The proposal lawmakers are looking at would allow kids to be able to hunt with a mentor during the youth hunting season, lifting the age requirement. Some lawmakers think it's a dangerous move, but others say parents should be the decision maker on when a child is ready to hunt. Rob Staffschult is with us. He's a Republican state representative from New Richmond, prime sponsor of the bill. You can join in at 800-642-1234. When did you start hunting? Were you on a mentored hunt when you first started hunting? What is the right age minimum for hunting in Wisconsin? Join in or post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. Will return after this news update. Currently, Wisconsin law says a child age 10 or older can hunt with a mentor, but they can only have one weapon between them. This law would do away with the age limit and the one weapon restriction. The bill is before the state Senate. It passed the Assembly last week. Representative Rob Staffschult is with us. He's a Republican from New Richmond. You can add your perspective on this as well at 800-642-1234. And let's start with Zach in Wapaka. Hi, Zach. Go ahead.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
So I'm 35, so I started hunting before all these mentored hunts started. And in my hunting crew, we always had a rule that once a kid turned 9, they could come to our hunting camp, and they could go out to the stands and they could do drives and basically be mentored without a weapon. Sometimes they brought a BB gun, sometimes not, but it really gave a chance to basically evaluate the kid and see how they were with safety and really reinforce safety concepts. As a hunter, as a outdoorsman, as a Second Amendment supporter, I just don't see any sense to this bill. I mean, where does it end? Do we allow parents to decide when kids should drive to?
And Representative, go ahead there with Zach's.
Well, I think, you know, there's no currently legislation to allow parents to decide when their children are old enough to drive, and this is specific to a mentored hunting program in the state of Wisconsin. I think it's important to know when we're talking about the two weapons, and I share his experience. I grew up in a family that, a couple of years before you were allowed to carry a firearm, you were kind of expected to come along and walk the deer drives and understand safety and who's where and learn the things there are to do with deer hunting. But I also grew up in a family where in the fall we would go up north and maybe go grouse hunting or the rolling hills of Glenwood City is where my grandparents were from, and we would walk out in those hills with just my grandpa and myself. With a 22 and go squirrel hunting, and I think this bill allows for an opportunity for that child to harvest a squirrel when they're ready. And one of the things that I appreciate about what the caller said was the fact that those children were kind of vetted and they knew where those kids were at as far as their physical and mental readiness, and that's what this bill does. It allows the parents to decide if they're ready, they can now hunt, and if not, there's not an arbitrary age limit required by the government. So I think that decision should be the parent. That ultimately, parents should have that decision. Another point when we're talking about trying to have two firearms instead of one is when we talk about the 42 states across the United States that have a mentored hunting program, out of those 42, Wisconsin is one of only four that has a one firearm or a one weapon. Could be a bow and bow hunting situation, but Wisconsin is one of only four states across the United States that have mentored programs that has that one weapon restriction. So over 90% of the states that have mentor programs don't have that, and there doesn't seem to be statistically any higher risk. Honestly, the statistics show us that one of the safest age groups of hunters, probably the safest age group of hunters, is, depending on a different study, from 14 down or 16 down, which includes all these states that have mentored hunters. The safest group of people on the landscape are the people that are mentored hunters and our youngest hunters. So statistically, it doesn't support that there's...
It, Is this largely on the honor system? And what I mean by that is there a penalty if you don't follow the law here, and you decide right now to take a child on a mentored hunt who is younger than 10? What would happen if you don't follow the law?
You would be fine. You would be fine, and I believe the ticket would be hunting without a license because you're not a licensed hunter at that part. Once you become a mentee or a mentored hunt, part of a mentored hunt, you have to buy a mentee or a mentored hunt license in order to do that. So you would be technically hunting without a license.
Do you find that hunting is regulated enough here in Wisconsin?
I find that hunting in our state is definitely overregulated in some areas, but I think the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources has a task to promote public safety and ensure the longevity of their resources, and I think they take that very seriously. So,
Zach, thanks for the call. Let's go to John now in Mequon. Hi, John. Go ahead.
Good morning. Thank you for putting me on. I just wanted to say that I shot my first squirrel when I was 8, and my father was with my cousin and I. Actually, our whole family was out, and it's on a family farm, and my father carried the gun until it was time to shoot, and then my cousin was a year younger than me, and he also shot his first squirrel at the same time, and he was age 7.
Sounds like a family tradition. Yeah, it sounds like a family tradition for you, John. What do you make of this bill?
I'm not exactly sure of the details, but as long as people are real focused on the safety and knowledge of their children and what's going on, I'm okay with it.
Representative, do you find that this really needs to be up to parents to decide when a child can hunt?
Well, I find it odd that the government arbitrarily sets an age limit somewhere down the road. A lot of times we get criticized for a one-size-fits-all scenario, and this allows the parents to have the choice. Parents know their children better than some government body somewhere hundreds of miles away, so I really think it's the best idea to allow parents to decide when their children are ready to do these kind of activities.
John, thanks for the call. Let's bring in Debbie now from Montford. Hi, Debbie. Go ahead.
Hi. I totally disagree with this bill. I'm wondering how many 8- and 9-year-olds the speaker actually works with in a year's time. I teach third grade. I have 60 third graders every year. Their mentality, their thought process, to think ahead before they pull that trigger is not at where it should be at 8 and 9 years old. I have hunted for over 40 years. It is a family affair in my family, too. I love it. I encourage it with my students, but not at 8 and 9 years old. I'm very uncomfortable with that. Thank you.
Representative, these younger kids are not ready. What do you make of that?
Well, one of the great things is a teacher or a parent has the ability to decide when they are ready, when they're not ready. I've had experience with people that had children that were part of the 10-year-old mentored hunt and chose that, you know, they might be okay with a 22 on a squirrel hunt or rabbit hunt, but they're not ready for a 30-06 to go deer hunting, so they didn't allow that. And I just think that's fantastic that parents here in Wisconsin are on the same responsibility level as 32 other states across the United States. And I just, with our Midwest values and our great parents here in Wisconsin, I trust the parents to make decisions.
Debbie, thanks for calling in and for your insights. Representative Staffschult, this bill is in the Senate now. How do you think it stands? What do you make of it in the Senate?
My understanding is that we should do pretty well in the Senate today. I don't have a large concern that there'll be a real close vote there, but, you know, there's always room for a floor debate, and people will vet it and discuss it, and that's why we make the 4-hour drive to Madison on mornings like this, so that we can debate that and make the decisions.
Well, Representative Staffschult, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me on.
Rob Staffschult is a state representative from New Richmond. He is prime sponsor of a Republican-authored bill that would allow people of any age to participate in a mentored hunt, effectively letting anyone go hunting. A number of groups are backing the bill, including the National Rifle Association, the Safari Club, Whitetails of Wisconsin, the Wisconsin Bear Hunters Association, and Wisconsin Force. That's a group of shooting range owners. Now let's bring in Democratic Representative Gary Hebel of Sun Prairie, who has voiced his opposition to the bill. Representative Hebel, welcome to the program.
Good morning, Kate. How you doing?
I'm doing well. So you view some strong language regarding this bill. You call it absolute insanity. Why?
Well, Kate, my big concern here is safety. We do have a long heritage of hunting in Wisconsin, and I'd like to encourage that. But one of the most important factors that has to be in consideration is the factor of safety. And when we have children, frankly, of any age out in the fields hunting without the potential for these safety programs that we have offered in the state, that's a grave concern to me, not only for the safety of that child and his mentor or her mentor, but also the other folks that are in the woods at that time. So it's a concern that I have that we really need to address. And I think leaving it to the parents is not enough. We need to make sure that, frankly, right now, a mentor is not required to take a hunter safety program. And that, to me, is so, so important, especially with what's going on in our world these days.
The current mentoring program here in Wisconsin is a way to help kids gain skills in hunting. The DNR says children must hunt within arm's reach of a mentor. Does that provide proper guidance?
No, I don't know if you've been around children that are under 10 years old, but imagine trying to keep that child within arm's reach at all times when you're out in the woods. That just does not make a lot of sense. And this bill also provides for not only one gun for the student that's learning, but two guns, one for the mentor and one for the mentee. And the additional risk there is just, it's unwarranted. Our key for the future of a safe hunting in Wisconsin is to make sure that everyone in the woods understands the importance of safety and the dangers that are involved with the weapons that they are carrying at their side.
But Representative Staffschult said if you have a gun for the child and a gun for the mentor, the mentee can be able to mimic what the mentor is doing with that gun. So it's easier for them to understand how to use it, how to hold it when they are watching the mentor.
You know, this current law allows for, there's no limitation on what weapon that child could have. So frankly, under the law, if it's passed, that child could have an AR-15. There's no limitation on that. I mean, that's far-sighted, but that can happen. This bill is not very well thought out in terms of safety, and that's my number one concern. If we have kids out there that, in terms of learning what to use a gun in the woods, there's so much training that needs to go on for that child. And if we're under 10 years old, we really have to be very, very careful. The heritage is important, but safety is much more important than that.
But Wisconsin would be following suit of other states that have already passed this type of legislation.
One of the weakest arguments is to say if other states do this, we should do this. It's like lemmings jumping off a cliff. What we do is what's best for our citizens of Wisconsin, and I want kids to learn how to hunt safely, because if they learn how to hunt safely, it's going to be a great experience, a positive experience, and they can pass it on to the next generation. But currently, we do not even require hunter safety for the mentor. So that, to me, is a step backwards in terms of creating greater danger in the woods than what we currently have now.
We're talking with Democratic Representative Gary Hebel of Sun Prairie, who has voiced his opposition to a bill that would lift age requirements on the state's mentor hunting program. Let's bring in Jeff now in Deerfield. Hi, Jeff. Go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for having me on. I do support this bill. I have a 6-year-old and 8-year-old son at home. I live out in the country by Deerfield. I am pheasant hunting this year, and I'm allowing my oldest son, which is 8, to come along. He brings his sport gun along to help me flush. And next year, I'd like to move it up to the next level and allow him to carry a unloaded 410 so that I can monitor his safety, you know, which way he's pointing the barrel, because I think it's important that safety is established in steps and over time through reinforcement. And then maybe if he's ready the following year, maybe he'll be ready to shoot birds on his own. When I was growing up, I grew up in Nebraska. I was born in 65, and I think I went hunting for the first time around 72 or 73 with friends. And my father was not a hunter, so we would walk down the railroad tracks through town until we got out to the Platte River, and where we would hunt, you know, little kids.
So and, very much a family tradition for Jeff. Is that right, Jeff?
Yes, it is. And I the earlier you can start the kids, the longer you can monitor what they're doing, because there's going to be a day that's going to come where they're going to hunt on their own. And the earlier you start, the more reinforcement you're going to have for safety of what the kids are doing.
Representative Hebel, Jeff is saying, let the parents decide. They know best.
Jeff, I appreciate your call, and I think you raised some very good points. Jeff, have you had a safety hunter safety program? Have you gone through that?
No, I didn't have to, because I spent 30 years in the Marine Corps and with the laws, you know, because of my age.
Sure.
You know, I'm
Jeff,
in my 50s. I've never had to go through it, but I've gone through it with the Marines.
You bet, and you wouldn't need it, and thank you very much for your service. You bring a perspective to the table that with your background and experience, that you're a parent that is almost the exception to the rule, and that's the concern that I would have. You take your kids out hunting. It's a great experience for you. Having the concern that I have is making sure that it's safe out there, and you would indicate that based on your experience it would be safe for you. I just want everybody out there to be safe, and most people don't have the experience that you have being in the military and the 30 years of experience that you have. That's fantastic, and based on that, I think your situation will be fine, although having two guns out there, loaded guns, are concerns that I have, especially if you've got an 8 and a 6-year-old. I want that experience to be so positive, and I don't want any negative factors to enter into that. And conveying that safety to your kids is going to make a safe hunt for the rest of their lives and their kids' lives, and that to me is more important than anything else. When you talk about dealing with parents making the decision, there's certain laws that we have in the state that just are incumbent upon safety. Whether you drive a car, there's a certain age limit. Whether you wear a seatbelt, there's a certain age limit. Whether you wear a life preserver in a boat, there's a certain age limit. And we don't trust our parents in those situations to allow their kids to endanger themselves or other kids. So those are things that protect our kids and families and our society from dangers that they may not be aware of.
And as we close in on a news update here, Representative, right now that minimum age for a hunting mentorship is 10. Would you support any change to that?
Well, frankly, I don't see a need for a change from 10, but in Jeff's situation, I'm sensitive to that. The idea of two guns scares me as well, but mm-hmm. I think 10 is plenty young enough. I think taking your kids or grandkids out in the woods is so, so important, but the ability to shoot an animal is something that I think comes with age. And I think it's when you get to that age, you know, whoa, now I can do it. It's like you're passing this, you're going through a grade in school and you've passed through the requirements. Therefore, you're now able to actually take the experience on.
Rite of passage. The Republican-controlled Assembly passed the bill Thursday despite complaints from Democrats that the measure would put guns in the hands of young children and put everyone in harm's way in the woods. We're discussing a bill that would eliminate the minimum youth hunting age in Wisconsin with Representative Gary Hebel of Sun Prairie. You can join in 800-642-1234. Assembly Bill 455 eliminates the requirement that youth be at least 10 years old to hunt under the Hunting Mentorship Program, and it eliminates the limit on the number of firearms or bows that a mentor and the apprentice hunter may have in their possession while hunting. We're discussing this bill with Representative Gary Hebel of Sun Prairie. You can add your voice at 800-642-1234. Jeremy on Facebook writes, why is this legislation even being pursued? Jeremy says, I know a lot of hunters and have never heard an outcry for new age laws. This is a bill simply looking for a problem, then solving one. It is a waste of time, Jeremy says, and a waste of tax dollars pursuing this. Representative?
Sure, I agree with Jeremy a lot on this. The situation right now in our legislature and in the politics in Wisconsin is that it's really one-party rule. And what happens when you have one party controlling all branches of government, it makes it difficult for anyone to stop a legislation that's going through. It just becomes a race to get things done, even if they're not well thought out. And this is a bill that has not had any amendments by the minority party at all accepted. It's basically, it's our way or the highway, and that's really a poor way to legislate. We could have much better bills. This could be a much better law if it had the input of all members of the legislature, and unfortunately it does not. And we're seeing legislation like this because there's no checks and balances that were intended by the writers of our Constitution to allow for open discussion of issues such as this. And so, Jeremy, he's right about that.
Let's take another call now. Let's go to Aaron now in Peshtigo. Hi, Aaron. Go ahead.
I just want to mention the quality of the hunt. So I'm 27 years old. I've been hunting since I was 4 years old, going with my dad, and I didn't get to shoot a deer until I was 12 because that was the law at the time. But those early years of me going with my dad and learning were really important, and not being able to shoot a deer didn't hurt me at all. But I've also mentored a lot of people, particularly duck hunting, and it's the two-gun thing that really concerns me. If I had a gun as well as the kid I was taking on the mentored hunt, what a poor experience it would be for that kid if he's blasting away at ducks, he can't hit anything, and here I am next to him knocking him down, and not focusing on making sure that kid has a good time hunting and making sure that kid is having a positive learning experience. I think that two-gun issue is a bigger issue for me, not so much the age requirement.
That's interesting. I haven't looked at it from the perspective of, you know, the mentor could have a much better time because they have more acuity with the gun.
It's interesting that one of the representatives, when that issue came up, said, well, the reason we would have two guns is that in case the student shot a bear and didn't have a kill shot, that the older person would have a gun available to shoot the bear so it didn't injure the hunting party. Well, then at that point, why don't you bring an arsenal? Why don't you bring four or five or six guns? I mean, that argument, it doesn't really hold water. We're out there for safety, and the number one concern is making sure that the hunters are safe and that the parties around are also safe. And having extra guns like that, the priority is to teach the child how to hunt. And the fear of being distracted with two guns is just so overwhelming that it really makes no sense to have two guns. If the idea is to hunt and to teach that child how to hunt, and also for safety. And to me, safety is always going to be my number one factor.
Aaron, thanks so much. Let's go to John now in Kendall. Hi, John. Go ahead.
I was going to caveat to the two-gun thing. What I was saying is, like, in case of deer hunting, right, if let's say that younger child takes a bad shot on the deer, then the adult is there to humanely put that deer down, thinking more of, like, on the animal aspect, that we are out there, yes, for safety, number one, I totally get that, and number two, to also make sure that these animals are put down the right way. And I think that if an adult can't handle a child with a weapon, then number one, that adult shouldn't be out there with that child, and then that child should be handling a gun safety-wise. But I see no reason that a child cannot hunt with their parent, as long as that child listens to the parent and does what they're told. There should be no safety issue, as long as everybody understands what's going on.
John, do you have any children?
No, I did not.
Okay,
I've been hunting since a very young kid.
Yeah, no, your points are very well taken, and I think the fact that if the child shoots a deer and doesn't have a kill shot, that the mentor can take that gun and take that second shot just as easily as using his own weapon. That to me is a much safer process, and I agree with you that we want that we don't want to put that animal through any pain or suffering unnecessarily. And so the gun is there available for the mentor to take that action.
John, thanks so much for the call. Let's go to Ron in Star Valley. Hi, Ron.
Good morning. Yes, I'm just calling in about the gun thing there.
Yeah, and, go ahead.
I think it's really important. I was just listening to the other caller about where the second gun would come in handy. Well, I think that it's really important that, for one, that everybody has hunter safety. Number two, like the American sniper now, that could be an example here. They let that person have a gun, and it took only seconds that something happened. And that's what it is in this. I mean, it isn't that you're not going to watch your child or anything, but what happens if for 1 second, even if you're driving down the road, say, and you take your eye off the road for a second, you know what happens. So it isn't about the, you know, that. I mean, I believe in, I've been hunting, I'm 56. I've been hunting since I was 12. I had hunter safety, and I think it's very important. But, you know, I just don't think that we need two guns. I think it, you know, and even like a hunting license should, I think they should leave it at 10 or whatever and use the mentor then. I just think that, I really think that it's a bad idea.
All right. Well, Ron, thank you so much for calling in. Representative Hebel, what happens in the Senate do you foresee here today?
Well, first of all, Katie, I gotta tell you, it's so cool to be at a program where you travel the state and just sit in my office and do that. I think that's so cool you're able to talk to everybody around the state. With regards to what happens in the Senate, unfortunately, as I referred to earlier, is that we have a one-party rule right now is what's going on. And so the NRA is so insanely strong that no legislator is willing to, in the majority, is willing to take a chance on going against them. And that's not how democracy should work. I mean, we're making decisions that are not in the best interest of our citizens because of the money that comes from NRA. And it's really sad. So unfortunately, it'll probably pass in the Senate because none of the majority party want to lose their seat. And if they voted against it, they'd probably lose their seat. And we got a governor that's same way is going to sign the bill into law because he's afraid that NRA will come out against him. And that's really sad that in our state of Wisconsin, which has such a proud progressive heritage, that we have to deal with this kind of legislation, not only this piece, but just there's so a myriad of pieces of legislation that just make no sense for the citizens of Wisconsin. But we pass those for fear of losing our legislative seats. I will never vote that way.
Let's bring in Joe in Wausau. Hi, Joe.
Hi. I was the DR instructor, and I had guns pointed at me, teaching them in the classroom even. My opinion is, kids under 10 are not developed enough. Their legs aren't tall enough to walk through the woods with a gun. I would support it if 8, 9-year-old were out there but stationary. They cannot walk through the woods. The gun's unloaded. I mentored hundreds of kids. The gun was always unloaded until we got to the stand.
Joe, I want to thank you very much for that work that you put through, because I'm sure were paid nothing or very little, and the experience that you brought to those kids is priceless. So thank you very much for doing that. And again, as a mentor, as an instructor, you know the importance of safety. We all want hunting to be a great experience for all our kids, but it needs to be safe. That's the number one priority.
Well, it's interesting, too. Joe brings up a very practical point. He said their legs aren't long enough when they're having a gun with them to walk with this gun safely.
He's exactly right. I've got a 5-year-old grandson that I would love to take hunting, and if he's not doing something within 5 minutes of being in the woods, having a loaded gun in his possession would be just a disaster. Now he's five, granted, but that the law would allow for him to hunt at 5 years old. That's again a parent making or grandparent making the decision. Fine, but we have. Unfortunately, our parenting, there are some parents that are not as responsible as we'd like them to be in the state. Most our parents are wonderful. They take care of their kids. They love them. But there are some that are not. So that's why you have a baseline, to make sure that everybody covers at least that baseline. And, again, I think the rite of passage into at age 10, you can go hunting and kill an animal. You know, you've experienced it with your dad or grandparents, and you know what it's like, and you've got that safety built into your head so that you know what you should and shouldn't do.
And before we let you go, Joe, I want to ask, you're a former mentor, a DNR instructor. Do you think the youth hunting program, the teaching skills, the tactics used in those programs, is it working here in Wisconsin?
Oh, definitely. I mean, the kids just love it. We take them out. We're big on the turkey hunting with them mostly, so it's stationary hunting. But like I said, even walking, when you're going into the woods, we carry the gun. We don't give the student the gun until we are in the stand, and we let him load it, and we're ready for the hunt. I mean, because I bet you I had probably over 75% of them would trip, and we're walking down a logging trail.
Well, Joe, thank you so much with that perspective.
Thanks,
for
Joe.
Calling in. Representative Hebel, with our seconds here, we have left to wrap up with you. Any final thoughts here on this legislation?
Well, first of all, Kate, thank you very much for the opportunity to talk about this issue on the radio, and you have a very broad audience, so I appreciate that very much. Again, I think it's a bill that is unnecessary. I think the current law that we have in effect now takes care of the need for our kids to learn to hunt, and again, safety is not the primary concern of this bill, and therefore I could not vote in support of it. I care too much about our kids in this state and the safety of those kids, and therefore I think it's a bad decision. We could have made it better, but again, with no amendments coming through, we did not get that opportunity.
Representative Hebel, thanks for being with us.
Thanks, Kate. Have a great day.
You too. That was Gary Hebel, Democratic State Representative from Sun Prairie. In the first half of the hour, we heard from the prime sponsor of the bill, Representative Rob Staffschult from New Richmond. We can continue this conversation about the youth hunting bill over on the Ideas Network Facebook page. This hour of the morning show was produced by Keely Baltina and Chris Molina. Michelle Johnson is executive producer. I'm Kate Archer-Kent, and this is a conversation you heard on the Ideas Network.